Oh no, baby.
Yes, that's right. We are back again, Ty. How about that?
It's another week. It's happening.
Seems I'm surprised we've made a habit of it.
I'm surprised.
At this point, seriously?
This fucking week.
This week, surprise. Of all weeks.
Yep.
Surprise Ty in the studio.
It's a rare occurrence.
Tall man.
Hey, dude.
How you been?
Wow. That's a loaded question.
I know it is. I know it is. And we will get to many more of your exploits later this evening because there are plenty to tell, especially since the last time we really did a show. Well, no, I guess you didn't get a chance to talk about it on last week's show.
There was things that were happening.
But we're definitely going to get into a few of Ty's fun party time stories.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Party time. Of course, we've got Tall Ty here.
Hey.
We've got our ever exhausting Etchy here as well.
Hi.
Hey, bud.
I like what's it called when you do the sounds and you keep repeating them over?
Alliteration. We're getting into
it. If it all starts with the same letter, you mean?
You and that poppy motherfucking microphone.
I know,
right? Just talking to the top of it or something.
Do you have a pencil?
Jesus, Etchy.
Have a pencil?
Every time.
Wait, you're going to hold a pencil up your mouth the whole time?
Sure.
Here's a Sharpie. See if you can handle it.
Does that work?
Yep, does. Same thing.
Alrighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Etchy is here. Thank you for joining us once again, Etchy.
No problem.
Yeah, and we've got it working. We've got a very, very special guest here
it's
in the studio today.
Special.
Super special.
Lots of special.
A part of a very, very, very popular podcast in town. Probably a reason that a lot of people started podcasts, I dare say.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I dare say. Ladies and gentlemen, Samantha from A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan is here with us in Scumbag Studios for an episode of Oh No Radio Show.
Hello.
Samantha, it is such a treat having you with us.
Thanks.
We just have no clap
track. A hell of an introduction.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I'm sorry.
We do what we can. Again, we all pretend to do radio, so, you know. Oh, you're already hearted in the chat room. People are already going crazy. They're really loving that you're here. You were also kind enough to bring with you your lovely husband, who I got the pleasure of meeting very recently. Travis is here with us. He's not on mic. I'm pretty much out of his own choice, and I don't blame him. He's here. He's going to drink some beers. And he's
I like
gonna,
that guy.
Yeah, he's going to sit
down. He doesn't want to get in the Cena closet.
Yeah.
Out of the closet.
There's a whole closet for you, man.
Yeah, not only do you go into a closet, but
like
then you're with John Cena. It's
not that bad.
He's got your back. Really.
You would take a nice closet trip with the Cena, right?
Define closet trip.
Oh well, I think we all have our own definitions for what closet trips
Indeed
are.
We do.
You ever fucked in a closet?
Yeah.
I believe you on that.
Yeah.
I've never been with a woman with
what the hell was an intricate closet?
Oh man.
What's going on in there? You had a maze?
Let's talk about
like
this.
A swing, you know.
Okay.
Think of a house divided into thirds.
Okay.
One third of the house is my bedroom and my closet.
Okay.
One third of the house is the kitchen living room. And the other third of the house is three other bedrooms.
Oh. Okay.
I had that whole side. It was great. And my closet.
So closet fucking was part of the whole experience.
I had so many clothes.
What, do you just throw them into your clothes?
Dude,
is that what you do?
It was a big, never mind.
No. You didn't hang your clothes. Knowing you, they were on the floor.
The clean ones were hung.
You had a mound.
All right.
But you had a mound of, hung, you used to bang bitches on a mound of dirty clothing.
They knew it. They liked it.
See.
Dirty.
They wanted to get in that dirty t-shirt. They're like, what's up with that Thai scent?
Smell your funk. Get it all over them.
Yeah.
Get their,
they wiped it.
Get their pussy juices all over the sheets. Or
the
what,
clothes.
Oh, the clothes. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, the clothes, not me. Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
Right.
Now
I poof a lot. Sam knows. She listened.
Danya knows about dirty laundry fucks. She's all about it. She's in the chat room, yeah. She's high-fiving her friends right now. She's like, yeah, dirty fucking laundry fucks, let's do this.
I've never actually dated a woman like that's at that perfect height. You know,
did you say
height?
Height.
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 With a TH?
Height, whatever.
That's okay. Height, right?
Yeah.
Perfect height.
That, you know, like if you're in a closet, like, you know, you got to do it kind of standing or near standing.
Do you?
You don't have to, but look, I like comfort.
Standing is uncomfortable. Lay in the dirty clothes. What's high?
I'm 6'9", baby.
Well, see, now it depends on what closet we're talking about. Because that closet, like, you're not laying down.
I kind of like stand banging.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I think it helps depending on, you know, the height of the person that you're with.
The old stand bang, right, Travis? Travis knows what's up. He's nodding.
He nods. Drinks in approval.
Jackie Brown style. You run on.
Yep. I mean, I have once or twice done, because my wife is so small, I've done the porno move where you pick her up and that whole scenario, right? You know, and you're stand banging holding. But I will say the next day is very, very painful for me because I don't exactly work out. Okay. I don't walk that much.
Those
legs muscles.
Fire.
Oh my God. It's not even the calves. It's the thighs. The quads. It's the thighs. Jesus.
You gotta do squats, man.
Yeah, can't do it anymore. I'm old. I think she took me out of, this was probably a few months back, she took me out of commission for a day. 100%. Like, I think I called out for work. Like, it was.
Oh my God.
It was not happening.
High five T.
Well, I feel like I was doing a lot of this work, and honestly, I mean, I was doing a lot of the work in this scenario as well.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's an every time thing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had tons of scenarios in different places.
Or ever where... probably again, because I'm
I've had tons of scenarios in different places that it always ended the same way, which was like after some fumbling around, we'd go... Let's go to our room.
Yeah, you're like, that's too much work. Fuck.
This is getting, like, for every moment of fumbling, like, the passion, like, you know what I mean? Like that, like, spur of the moment, we're doing it right now, it just goes down. It just sinks to the point where you're like, you know, let's...
Go to the old bed.
Let's salvage what we have left. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever try the public? Anybody?
In public?
Yeah.
In public, not well,
yep.
In
freezer
public.
Section. It's awesome. As just crack open all pleasure. Those doors. No, I like a good public bang though.
Yeah,
I do. It's been a while. It's been a while, but a good get that kinky, you know, outdoor bang. Mm-hmm. That's always fun.
It's nice.
We've done. There was a. I grew up in one of these communities that happened a lot. You know, in Florida, especially like when I was in high school. They were building houses left and right, turning these orange groves into these communities, you know, so they would like do them in phases.
Winter Park,
you get what I'm saying? So they would build like a set of houses and there'd be a ton of them for, you know, and people would move into those and then they would start phase two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just pop up these huge neighborhoods but with nobody in them because all the houses would be built pretty much at the same time. So they were done around the same time. There was
Baldwin kind of happened that way.
Yeah, that way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I remember in like one of those in-between phases when no one had moved into this neighborhood yet. I'd just gotten my car and you know, my high school sweetheart, my wife, there may have been a lawn or two in
the lawn?
In
that. You didn't even go in the house?
No, you couldn't get in the house. It was like lawn.
Then why not just do it in your own lawn? Why go to an abandoned house?
Well, I can't do it in front of my own lawn. Yeah. I live with my parents and there's
their
neighbors.
That's exactly,
much
yes.
More cared
I did
for
it in somebody's side lawn. It's a lot, actually. Same guy, too.
But a good, we did. Oh, it was also a golf course neighborhood, so we definitely did it at night in front of some of those, you know.
I did it a lot at Redbug Park.
Might have done a baseball field.
You know, what you were saying about orange, the thing you were saying about orange.
Under the scoreboard, scoring under the scoreboard.
Yeah. Yes. Damn. Under the bleachers.
No.
Taking it full circle, though, back to absolutely why this conversation started about banging Cena in a closet. does that scenario ever happen in like your big office building? Because isn't that the thing in movies and TV? You always have the employees that sneak off to the janitor closet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Or they go to the boss's office and clear off the tape.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I'm sure it happens. And there are places at my work. I work at a theme park where all these, you know, have these hidden facades behind doors. Like, you know, some dirtbags jerked off in there, or you know, somebody's fucked in there. Like, it's.
Yeah.
And trust me, there's even the Sharpie drawings on the wall to prove it type thing.
Sure.
Like, there are some awful human beings that are in those parts of like venues and of any sort. You've all been, it's like the backstage syndrome, you know, like it. Mm-hmm.
I got people I could talk about, but I'm not going to do it.
Who's that?
You know, there's people they've been on the show.
Oh, that once upon a time might have done things like that.
You know,
I always wanted to do, but my wife works at like a high security place. So there's like cameras everywhere, including it's a commute. Ooh. It's quite a commute, but
you're really freaking me out with a Sharpie in front of your face.
He's
going to
do it the whole time.
It's actually really worth it.
Doesn't it look like I'm telling you to be quiet at all times?
I was like, is he telling me a secret or I don't know?
Samantha.
Shh. Sorry.
So, you know, I mean, there's cameras everywhere. Like there was a point, luckily this doesn't happen anymore. I think they changed their thing or whatever, but when I go to her office, I have to show my license. They write down my like license number or whatever. Mm-hmm. That, you know, like they log me in and out.
It's an ordeal getting in.
Yeah, it might be.
Like, we've heard about this guy.
I kind of did that the first time I met Etchy. I had
to write down your license.
Did a Xerox of his license, that type of thing.
I know
just
you got
case.
A license. You just drove up.
Yeah.
But and I mean, like, I was not allowed to cross the threshold of her office. Neither was there anybody else. Like I had people stop by and they like do the leaning in thing and hold on to like.
Oh, like you to everyone?
Yes, yes. Exactly. I felt more at home.
Etchy is the closest talker I've ever met in my life.
It's
and then
true.
You tell
it's
him
it's because he holds a Sharpie in front of his face all the time.
There's just a lot of things about Etchy. We just, you know, I don't think we fully. I don't know that anybody's truly understood what's going on there.
Yeah. Like, just like, actually, just like when I got here and I like, because I'm used to like, oh hey, Andrew, you know, like so I like shook your hand and I'm like conservative. Like,
yeah.
What? You had to have an inner dialogue with yourself?
Yeah, constantly.
Yep. Take it easy. You know, don't be too overhyped. Yep. Don't freak anyone out. Don't be typically etchy.
Yeah.
Just kind of cool it down.
I try to do that with guests. Just
it's
say, hey.
Really so funny that you mention it because I have, you know, a few questions for Samantha that I definitely want to ask throughout the show. No, nothing.
I'm getting nervous.
No, nothing even too crazy.
You should be nervous.
But... No, honestly, I'm super conservative on these. But the one big one that I was going to save for later, but while we're on the topic, I have literally, is Etchy creepier now or the first time that you met him?
Probably the first time that I met him.
Okay, yeah. And I would assume so. Yeah.
Do you remember specifically?
I want to go with now.
Well, I remember the first time that I remember meeting you. I don't know if you were, met me before and just didn't say anything because you probably... were around me for like 30 minutes before you actually came up and said something to me.
Oh, I do that on purpose.
That's weird.
Yeah, just a creep.
That's slightly weird. That
I was like,
that
is guy...
A half hour is too long, man. If you did it on purpose for 5 to 10 minutes...
Well,
now you get like a couple minutes for a joke.
No, no. When I say like on purpose, what I mean is I'm aware of it. I don't know why I do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, there's a plan here. You know what I mean? Like, no,
I was
no.
Like, he is trying to figure out how to kill me.
But no, well, also, actually, the first time, I didn't know, the cameras are not, they're good cameras, but they're not close up or anything on the show.
Oh, they're not good.
Yeah, well, they're not doing it for, yeah.
Right.
We all understand they're not doing it for a
we
video
went
presence.
It for long enough.
Yeah, so
and it is a pain in the ass the camera thing.
Right? I did have to. I remember I was actually I walked by you a few times because I was trying to hear you talk.
That's not creepy.
Well, what were you just doing that? Yeah, you're doing that. That
well,
is
because,
her, right?
That's yeah, because yeah. At that time, I you know every live show. You hear that?
That's the fucking air conditioner. Oh, I know. It's okay. Florida. Jesus,
okay,
point
bad.
It out.
Okay,
you know what
sorry.
Was actually better when I had a shittier mic there? Because it wouldn't pick up the goddamn air conditioner when it kicked on outside.
anyway, because, you know, I was there live every time and I'd watch. But, you know, you can't, like, from the video feed go, oh, well, that's her. Like, it was not. It's not even close to clear enough to identify anybody. It's kind of like seeing an ATM cam, like you know, on NCIS where they run by and it's all blurry, you know, from across.
All you
the street.
Can tell is that there's a female there because the other one are just three floating blobs on couches. Like, I said that with all. They would say it themselves. Yeah. That's the only reason I say it.
But yeah. So you know. So yeah, I was walking by. I just wanted to hear your voice, like, just to make sure. Because I was like, I think so, but I don't know. All right,
that makes it a lot less creepier.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Good cup.
I didn't realize, I'm surprised you don't talk about it more often, but you're obviously a musician too, right? Like, you play drums?
What?
I did play. It's a type of scenario? I haven't played in a while.
Now, were you guys in a band together?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
gotcha.
I got suckered into that.
Really?
Because Travis is an actual musician.
Is that how you
know? Right. I mean, I obviously know Travis is a musician, but I troll Facebook when I've got a guest coming on. I need to see pictures of people drumming and shit.
Travis has been in a band ever since I've known him, but then they came up to a point where they had no drummer, but everyone practiced at my house or our house. And so they're like, hey, maybe you can, like, fill in. And I'd never even played drums before.
Oh, really? Never before then?
No. And they're like, here, he taught me, like, basic beats or whatever. And then I just continued to play. And then I ended up being the drummer. So that's how that happened.
Did you like it? Do you have fun?
No, I had fun, but it was real stressful when it came to, like, scheduling shows, because these guys are way worse at business than even Tom and Dan.
Right, they're
just like, we'll play for free everywhere, all the time. I'm like, what's the band name?
Can I hear it?
The Heartbreak Junkies.
Heartbreak Junkies.
Yeah, do you want to play any? We can play some.
They don't have anything.
Oh, you don't have
anything. That's the problem.
Oh, okay, got it.
That's how shitty it was.
So that's what you've been recording recently?
That's his new band. Oh, it's got actually, it. Like, good.
Gotcha.
Ours was more like shitty punk rock. Oh, now I'm popping peas.
Yeah, it's all good.
Ours was more like shitty punk rock, and now he's doing, like, you know, I don't know. How would you describe it?
It's like just alternative rock.
No, what? Yeah, you know what? At this point,
that is a very
the labels have gotten so ridiculous. It's okay to just label something just kind of middle of the road because fuck it.
Like,
one of my songs is a punk song. One of my songs isn't. Like, I totally get that with a lot of bands. I was in a band that was exactly that same way. We couldn't define ourselves by one particular genre, nor should you. You know, so it's like. Look at a band like I take a Ween is a good example.
I love Ween, but they've just
got so many points.
In very small doses.
Now he's taking the points
all
back.
There's a lot of
you talk too
but,
much.
But Ween is one of those bands that is
on my favorites.
But it's absolutely very.
Can we,
they
can
have
we go on
so
record
many,
that Etchy just said he likes Ween in small doses.
In small doses. That's a good point.
I can't take much more than that.
That's why we have a true professional in here to call us on these things.
I know I can't be the only one that thought that when
you
said that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just interested, though, because you obviously have sort of like an audio background. Like, did you get into the radio thing knowingly, or did that fall in
I went to school for music production.
Okay.
And then I did an internship at the Monsters, just because basically I've been listening to them for a long time, and that's how I met Dan, because I was, quote-unquote, his intern.
So this was a couple of years ago, then?
Yeah, it was like two and a half years ago.
Which school?
Valencia. Okay. I'm poor. I didn't go to Full Sail.
No. That's,
exactly. Yeah.
You're fine. So, you're fine there.
And then they asked me to come sit on the show, so I started doing that, and then I never left.
Right on. Nice. So you did kind of have a talk radio interest, I guess you would say. I mean, you said you listened to the are you from here? Did that come from kind of the same thing?
Listening to Monsters and Drew Garabo.
Are you familiar with Jessica Pauly?
We had her
in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but I've never listened to her show.
Yeah, it's really good. I actually listened this past week.
Really
it's
great.
Really, really good.
I've tuned in multiple times.
She's into cool shit, man. All her music's great.
Yeah.
It's really, really solid. It's cool to see a solid show like that on college radio, because it's kind of few and far between. Like,
I'm glad
there are much better things in Orlando coming out of rooms like this than there are on our college radio station, is kind of what I'm saying. So it's refreshing to hear, like, somebody knows what they're doing in there. Thank fucking God. Because half their shows, I mean, we all know it. They get, oh, great, tuned in. Somebody went for smoke break and dead air for
a minute and a half.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Good job, guys. Good job.
The only thing that actually makes that any better is that, you know, when the music kicks back on or they come back in and say something, I just always picture, like, I know 30 seconds before that, they went shit and threw down their cigarette and stomped it out and ran as fast as they could.
Yeah.
And that makes it all worth it to me.
That is true. Yeah. And those places aren't that big either. Where, like, they just need a wireless microphone. They just go outside and fucking have a smoke and fucking talk for a minute and then go back in. That's all they need. Yeah. That's all they need. I want to get wireless microphones here so I can go have a smoke and just, you know, fuck you guys. I'm doing my own thing. See you later.
Yeah, screw peas. It'll be like you're outside.
We'll be like, hey, how's it going out there, Owen?
It's cool. It's cool. Just checking out the yard.
There's a cat.
Reporting live here from the yard.
There's a raccoon.
There's currently a cat in heat out there. Like when I pulled up.
We've got cats around here. Yeah. They're little assholes.
Which isn't that in intervals? Like, is that like a seasonal thing or like a day of the
cats,
week?
Cats totally seasonal. They hibernate for the winter. In case you didn't know, they're like polar bears. They all actually all go down to Key West because it's a little warmer there. It's as far as they can get, and then they come back. You know, when it warms up here. So
and then it's breeding season.
It's science.
Yeah,
science. So, Ty.
Hey,
I wanted to finally get into your crazy. No, we're not skipping this shit. Because if you're not telling it, I will.
Uh-oh.
Well, you don't know.
Well,
you don't know.
All I know, and how to set this thing up is I got a text from you the next day. But we actually not the next day at all. This happened the day. The night this all started, the night of the night we met up at Rogue Pub.
That is true.
When you were going on your date?
Yes. All okay. Right. So we met up, me, Samantha, and the No Guarantees guys met up for a mobile show, which I guess is now happening. So
a mobile show?
We did an outside mobile show, and it was kind of cool.
Had a good time.
The two guys that host that was.
We were in a car.
Well, no. Did you ever see when Dave Grohl and his band Foo Fighters, they actually got on a flatbed truck and played?
Yeah, Etchy. We all got on a flatbed truck and did a podcast.
That would have been a lot better.
That would have been way. It would have probably sounded about the same, apparently, because it was really windy out there.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. So
unfortunately, they had to scrap it.
It was actually the most funny show ever, and no one will ever hear it.
No one will ever hear it.
I think we had a good time. I remember the beginning of it.
We all had fun.
We talked about Bodycasts for about 30 minutes.
How do we even get started on Bodycasts?
Man.
Who knows? No one will know.
I've only
seen Bodycasts on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually
90% of the time for hilarity.
I think they're a real thing though.
Oh yeah.
You just don't see those people out in public. It's like there's a reason. Yeah.
Well, what about the ones that came close, like a Bodycast, but they've got like one naked arm that can freely, you know what I mean? Like
that's not dedication. Go all the way.
Yeah, you're going that far.
Just go all the way.
It's not going to make you smell much better. Just go with it.
Yeah.
Imagine when they take that smell that would come off you.
Mein Faja had a full body cast.
Really?
It was crazy. He like fucked his back up in playing basketball. And
what?
He was put, except for his head, he was put in a full body cast.
I'm going to start crying laughing
again. And it was,
I don't know what's so funny.
I wish I had pictures of it.
That's like being in an Iron Maiden. I think I would rather die.
You did okay.
So
I'm glad he didn't die. I wouldn't be hanging out.
So it all starts there.
And
we're both having some significantly, you know, higher octane beers at this pub.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You had already had, you said, like 4 or 5 beers before you got there. You had pregame before you'd even got there.
And then you guys like shared a wrap. It was so cute.
Oh, we did share a wrap. Oh, we did.
You know,
we are cute.
I take care of you.
We are cute. I
paid for it, right?
You then left, and you told us all.
We took bets on how many times it would take for his truck to turn over,
yes,
which was hilarious.
We did that
how
as well.
How many times did it take?
Well, no, we bet. We all, I think.
Fair enough.
No,
not bad.
I voted 4.
Someone voted 4. Someone voted 2. I voted 3.
And it was 3.
And it was absolutely 3.
Did you get a drink out of that?
No, I didn't.
No. You really tricked us, because the second time, you were good for a while.
And then it puttered.
And then it stopped again.
I get distracted by my phone. I'm trying to figure out the right music to play. And then,
I believe
that. I don't stomp on the gas enough. It happens. Mm-hmm. Yep.
disappointed me. I needed one more. I needed one more to win.
But you had a date this evening.
Well, all right.
You had told us that as
well. Yeah, you were talking about it.
You told me it was a guarantee
you were getting laid that night. Should I not say that on air?
Hey, Michi, if you're listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I like you.
Oh, we should have talked about this before the show.
We're cool. Anyways, yes.
Cut that out.
Leave the light on in the closet.
I was meeting said Michi, and she's a fantastic lady that I met maybe a year beforehand. Almost exactly a year. And we did a Rob Schneider factory job together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what? That was a...
Oh, that's right. He did like a show.
Yeah. Ty really can't talk about it yet, really.
I wish it would happen.
So that you could
actually see it
at
some point.
Anyways. Fuck you, Rob. Anyways, we were close. Me and this lady,
and the Schneids, we were close.
The Schneids, he can
no.
I'll leave the Schneids.
So you met this lovely lady on set, is what you're saying?
Let's leave the Schneids.
It was close to happening on a rap party. We all hung out. I unzipped the dress a little bit. I re-zipped it up. Then I unzipped it again. It was fun. And then I didn't go for it because
the Schneids was there.
Well, the Schneids was there, and he was
and
vying
he was probably trying to go for it too.
But in all honesty, it takes a good bit of inspiration for me. I'm past the point of easy tie sex sell.
And there were more zippers.
Yeah, there needs to be multiple zippers.
It's got
to
be the right
be a closet. Involved.
It's got to be the right woman
closets,
to give her your poof.
Lots. Well, the poof doesn't come easily either. It's not like
This is a night.
It's not a 2 or 3 second poof.
Okay,
so it takes a while
very
to get the poof.
He gets fucked up on this night. He meets this girl for this date. Now, how does the date go? Do you take her somewhere?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay. From there, he literally the last.
I really don't know what.
Do
happened.
I still
wait,
have
wait,
the
remember
texts?
When he left? The parking lot, came back and drove through, and he's like, I forgot where I lived. You remember that?
Well,
I just
kind of
waved to us.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, I was going to go back to my old house.
We do not condone drinking
and
driving.
Then I turned around, and I laughed, and I said, I remember that.
Yes, I do too.
So I blacked out shortly after that.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
All right,
I feel responsible now.
Well, I get posts from him. You know, the next day, or not post, but
I was like, what do you guys
him.
Have your own
okay.
little blog?
So we had a night, me and Michi.
You had a night.
And I was told by multiple different sources, my roommates, Michi herself.
You know how it starts. You know how this starts.
Dude.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Dude.
I mean, I'm going to have a fantastic story to tell next show.
Is that really what it is?
All
right, what's the story?
Wow.
Hi, nice. Like, I'm so hungover today. So, yeah, we definitely had that exchange.
Yep.
He's like, I fucked all night and don't ren. Next
what?
Word, remember.
Oh, man.
Sweet.
Why are we
wait, that's not
next,
sweet. If you don't remember fucking all night.
Next line. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can read the next line.
Don't do
it. I'm doing it.
Oh,
maybe
God.
You should. I don't know. Michi, I'm sorry.
I think I did anal.
Oh, no. Don't read that. Oh, man.
I'm so sorry.
This poor girl.
Oh, she's still going to like me, probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She just turned it off right now. She
I hope you turned it off.
Michi. I said, who's the chick? And he's like, LOL. LOL, you fucking animal. And then we talk about how I've only done that a handful of times. Not really my thing. Then it's this sweet Asian chick from Tampa. I'll leave her name out of this. I like her a lot, actually.
Thank you.
No, you already said
it. Wait a minute.
You
edit that out, but you're reading on air about him doing anal.
Yeah.
To this girl?
This could be a different girl. We don't know.
She
is. She's much different than the girl that I've been hanging out with recently.
It's anonymous anal.
Then you say, pissed.
I really don't know if that happened or not. So
pissed. I was
give us
so
a call.
Fucked
Let
up.
Let us know if you're listening.
Yeah, give us a call if you're listening. Please chime in. See if you can fill in the other side.
Michi, if you're listening,
if you want to give us a call, one. That's it. 3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
Hail Satan.
Again, 3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6 or Skype us at Oh No Radio Show. Yeah, anybody can do that as well. Do it. Anyway, here we go. So, yeah, I like her a lot, actually.
Wait, are we talking about Michi or the Asian girl? I've lost track.
Michi isn't the Asian girl?
She is.
I think I just ruined it. Sorry, I didn't mean to read her name. Sorry. My bad.
Well,
I'll edit that.
No, he's been saying it.
Okay. Sorry. All right.
I only put that together because of the name. If the name was like Tammy or something, I'd have been confused too.
But I know Michi, and she's not Asian.
Well...
So it's not the same girl.
There are a lot of Americans that are obsessed with that culture, you know?
I'm just saying.
Could be that.
You guys got to hear the rest of this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is fucking incredible.
Does it continue to be better?
Yes.
Okay.
I like her a lot, actually. Pissed I was so fucked up. Oh, and I fell out of the bed, apparently, and peed on the floor.
Oh, no.
Like, whoa, man.
Like, whoa.
I missed most of yesterday. I missed most of yesterday.
Well, okay, so the shit of all of this, yes, I blacked out and I don't remember having girls say no to me. It just happens. Wait. We get in the shit, and every now and then I want to explore. They say no. It always happens. I was married. Didn't happen.
You were married?
No. Yeah.
Well, I'm
still technically married.
Yeah. Hopefully soon to be unmarried. Mm. Anyways.
Okay. Sore subject.
It's been a lot. No, not that sore.
Yeah, we no. They separated for the best. It was meant. No, it wasn't meant to be.
It was. Wait.
Yes, sir. You are correct on the end of that.
All right.
It was meant to not originally be.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha. Where was I going with all this?
I don't fucking know. You
wait,
peed
you've
on the
broken,
floor is
you've
all I know.
Two laws now: sodomy and.
Damn it!
When you fuck outside of marriage, I forgot.
Oh,
adultery!
Wow.
My
adultery.
God, I'm getting drunk.
Is that that's not a law though?
Yeah, I think it is.
I did that.
No, it's not a law.
If it
was lawyers, call us now.
Yeah, but it's not a law.
It's probably still a law in the books. In some places, they just don't enforce it.
Yeah.
I mean, sodomy is illegal here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then
whatever.
I go, okay, so.
Lock Ty up.
So I gotta say, I do go over to Ty's place and check out his new place with his new roommates where all of this happened. Like, you'd moved in like 2 days before this happened.
Dude,
or
it's
something.
Been a rough.
So good start. Good start with your new roommates.
How's your closet?
Closet's pretty packed. It's not fuckable.
All right.
But Ty, if you don't know, he has the diabetes.
Yeah,
and,
I do know.
And I know you had.
See, she knows.
I know.
One of my roommates didn't even.
Well,
know.
We had the conversation because I was trying to figure out why you poofed, and then you told me why. So
you're recounting this all to me again when I was at your place. This whole story, this whole scenario, and then one of your roommates pipes in about your diabetes and how you were yelling out of your room, "Help! I can't feel my legs."
Oh.
I didn't say that. I just said, "Bruce, come help me, you motherfucker," because I knew he was.
I hope your roommate's name is Bruce.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My roommate, not my lover or my,
can't feel my legs.
Anal companion.
Oh no.
Damn it. I hope Bruce listens. anyways, yeah. That did happen, man. I lost 2 days, technically. We had the day of the Michi and the fun and all the things I don't remember.
Right.
Right.
And then the following day.
And I didn't eat because I was really drunk and on
well,
a
you shared a wrap at Rose.
And that's probably not good when you're diabetic.
That was probably the last thing I ate. Oh, and having a lot
did
of
you
alcohol.
Drink after that?
Oh, a lot.
Beer? Or did you, like, escalate to alcohol? Like,
there
liquor?
Was both things.
Oh, that's
they funny. Were all around me.
I think there was mention of champagne at one point.
Oh, no.
That probably happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Champagne will fuck you up, too, yeah. Next day.
Especially
oh.
after you've been drinking a lot of other shit before you
yeah,
drink it.
Yeah,
it's not good.
Even when I have it, like, with a couple mimosas, I have to have, like, a nap, and then I get, like... Like afternoon hungover,
yeah,
kind
see
of
that,
like
that is your
sucks.
Body recovering itself from your...
Yeah, fuck that.
You know, yeah.
Keep drinking. That's the only solution.
For me, my body can't do it completely the same way that your body or anybody else's body does it. So it definitely leveled me for a good 2 days. And my one roommate didn't know I was diabetic.
You gotta let people know this.
Yeah, especially people you live with.
I thought everybody that knew me really kind of knew at some point.
I didn't know.
I never, I'm sorry.
It was just an oversight that you never
missed. I knew the first day I met him.
You never caught.
I know now.
Well, I like making fun.
My poofs are of legend. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it.
That's half of the reason. Well,
dude, I like
just half of the reason for your poofs. We haven't worked out the other half.
I should wear a condom because, you know, the other girl, you never know where that vag has been. You don't know.
Well said, Ty.
But really, it's not about me and baby control because I could give two shits. I don't ever want to wear a condom if I can help it.
Yeah, but you kind of have to do that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have a baby.
Yeah, but you could get AIDS.
Have you been all dirty?
Yeah, don't get AIDS. Don't get AIDS.
You already got diabetes. You don't need AIDS, too.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
You know, diabetes. Samantha wins. Yeah, I was going to argue with this.
When you have more than Samantha one thing wins. Like that, you never know how those two can, like, clash.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Diabetes clashes with everything, including my penis.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
I got to bring something up because it actually really bothered me. Do you remember our old friend Zach, Ty?
I remember that guy.
All right. Well, he's got this new chick, and he's a fan of the show. He tunes in quite often. But he...
Wait.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
A different chick? New chick?
No, Hannah. Remember Hannah?
I remember Hannah.
Yeah,
we're going to get wild, me and her.
Well...
What's up, Hannah?
Oh, yeah. Once upon a time, there was a little radio loving going on.
I don't know, maybe.
And, you know, whenever you talked to her over the phone, she was a little...
Say, yo, Hannah, you know, I know what's up with Zach. I've seen all that. Nah, you don't want him.
Nah, you don't want him. Wow.
Orlando's cool.
You're dropping gloves tonight, man.
Damn.
Wow.
Hey, Michi, I like you too.
Well, either way...
Shit's getting real.
Either way, he texts me...
Shit.
He's actually, they've been kind of dating for a while, and he was pretty pissed off, and I can see why, but he's talking to his chick, and her phone goes off. She gets this text message. Now, she's instantly just hands the phone to him. This is what the text message says. I know this is creepy.
Oh, God.
This is from an unknown number to her phone, right? To her phone. I know this is creepy. But I was next to you at Walgreens and saw you type your number and figured I'd say hello.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That's some psycho shit.
That's some psycho Whoa. Shit. I've got the number. Do we want to call?
No. Calls like that, it always goes wrong. One time, me and my wife and her best friend got really drunk and called Mario Lopez.
I want to call this guy. And it didn't go great.
Mario Lopez.
You're right. Actually, that went swimmingly. Yeah. I don't know why I brought that
Seriously,
up.
Though, how about we call him and just basically badger him for being such a piece of shit?
Wait, so can you lay out the whole situation again?
Oh, these make me so hard. Now, this is, by the way,
wait,
Friend's chick is at a Walgreens. All right?
Your friend Zach.
My friend Zach. Friend's chick's at Walgreens. She's in the line.
Who's the chick?
God damn it, fucking Ty.
What, who's this chick?
Hannah.
Who we talk about?
Stop it. You're fucking me up.
I like her.
This is kind of like, you know, whenever I'm listening to Tom and Dan and they have, you know, somebody will call in about the Craigslist thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate that shit. Like, I'm one of those, I get so, like,
uncomfortable.
Oh, God. Yeah, like, I mean, I there have been times that I turn it off.
It gets annoying.
And it's not annoying, it's scary. I don't like it. I try to watch the shitty video.
Oh, God. Here we go. Is this Hannah or Zach? Who are we talking to?
Shh.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, God.
I hope that's Hannah.
I don't know.
We're talking to the guy.
Zach?
No, the guy that...
Talk to Hannah?
Hello?
Hi, is there usually a male that operates this phone?
No, there's not. There must be someone who had this phone previously or someone with a similar number, because that's like the first person to ask it.
Yeah, the reason I asked that is because, first off, I want you to know you're kind of on a radio show right now. Now, I have nothing to do with this number, but you are actually being recorded. I just want you to know that real quick. It's nothing too crazy. I just want you to know that you are being recorded. Now, the reason I am calling this number is because a friend of mine's girlfriend was very intimidated when she received a text message to her number from this number. Now, do you know what the text message said? Have you heard anything like this before?
No.
Okay, well, the text message says, I know this is creepy. Now, keep in mind, this is to my friend's girlfriend's phone, okay? And it's coming up with this very number. And, oh, shit, no, it isn't, because I got the numbers wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, we're sorry. We're sorry. Wow, that was an epic fail.
No,
that was,
end it there. It can't get better than that.
No, sorry. I hung up on her.
Why'd you hang up?
Because I got to pay Skype credit for that, and you know, now I need to get the real guy.
I do like that she said you're not the first person to ask.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That was awesome.
I was like, what the hell is going on? It's a conspiracy.
Is this about him being
I gave her the whole spiel about being on the radio show and everything.
She's like, what the fuck?
She didn't hang up.
I just
want to
share that Rampant Radio tweeted me.
Yeah.
Hey, you may be looking for a new host. You interested? Sorry,
it never ends.
Just cycle all the talent in this. All right, we're calling the
number this time. Why can't be a part of this?
God, why are you doing this? Nobody else wants to.
Who knows who we're calling?
Yeah, hi. Do you just does this sound familiar to you? I know this is creepy, but I was next to you at a Walgreens and saw you type your number and figured I'd say, hey, LOLL.
Oh! Motherfucker, hung up like a guilty bitch.
He's like, fuck this.
Point fucking proven.
That was awesome.
I don't know. Actually, I think I would have hung up if I knew nothing about it.
Yeah. What
no, that was perfect timing.
No. The timing was good. It was pretty pretty spot on.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. Guys, are we ready for a quick break?
Yeah.
Quick break, I think it's about that time. No, man, it's about that time, man.
I guess.
It's coming up there. Our last couple of shows have been running like 2 hours, man. Like, that's...
You know,
we need to chop these things down. This is too much. Too much content for people.
Yeah, my wife's been saying the same thing.
They can't... Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, she doesn't listen. She just, like... She complains that I'm not home till like, way late.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a shit about the show.
No.
All right. We're going to break. This is some Bass Drum of Death. We'll be back. You know how this works. Fucking A. Right, I opened with that for the second segment.
What the hell?
Come on, you don't love it? Ghostbusters mixed with fucking little whatever his name is. This one's John, right?
That's John.
Oh, come on.
You can't be talking about a rapper and be like,
what's his fucks? I just couldn't remember which little. Was it Rich?
Wayne's going to be in town this weekend.
Oh, wait, Wheezy's going to be here?
Lil Wheezy.
What's he going to be doing?
He's going to be at Guilt Nightclub just hanging out.
Wheezy is?
Yeah?
I want to go, but it's really expensive. That's what...
So seriously, he's just going to be... He's not even performing. He's just going to be hanging out there?
What's that place
he's
called?
He's promoting his
before?
Guilt Nightclub?
It used to be the Roxbury.
Roxy? Not Roxbury. That's that Roxbury movie.
That's what I called it.
Yeah, it's the Roxy.
Okay.
Or it was the Roxy.
Didn't they have a teenager night, like, back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, teen night. Is that the last time you went there?
No.
Oh, my God.
I actually never went there because, I don't know, I was
people
like...
People get shot up in that bitch.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was where they used to do those boxing things. Yep. And Monday nights.
I just, I don't know. I knew that since it's, you know, a sponsor, like, it is teen night. So, like, you know, there's extra, like, people, you know, watching, making sure everything's cool. It's like,
right.
Why? No. What am I going to do? Dance? No. I'm going
to
go
what
home.
Are you trying to do?
I'm going to stay home and drink.
Oh. That was
and then I'll dance
else.
With myself. Like, dance yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. You ever get just like totally like whiskey wasted and just play the faint really loud?
The faint?
The faint.
Yeah. Good one. I like the faint.
Are they the a lot like the height?
One or two albums.
The height. That's
I'll
such
give
a good
them
band.
One or two albums, the faint. After that, no more.
I don't listen.
Really?
It's kind of like synth.
I love all of their albums.
It's very synthy.
All of their albums.
Yeah, it's got a lot of 80s influence.
Yeah.
But they aren't 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll end the show with a faint
song.
Yes,
do it.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, my God. Relax.
I'm so excited.
Something that makes me do a little bit of that, and I don't know if any of the guys in the room can attest to this. I don't know why I like this, but I think it is kind of attractive when a chick takes her cell phone and sticks it down her shirt.
Yes.
Is any?
Yes.
You ever see this? Like stick it in the boob.
Yeah.
Do the boob cell
wait,
phone stick.
Let me just,
Travis is
now,
nodding
now,
his
now
head.
Now this is becoming an argument.
Oh.
When have I ever done that? Why are you shaking your head? I don't ever stick my cell phone on my tits. What
Let's
are you? What are you nodding your head about?
Story.
Look, boobs are boobs.
Did turn off the head. I meant to shake my head. I'm sorry.
Domestic dispute.
No,
he got his
time,
X and Y axis mixed up.
Mm-hmm. it's you don't get a little ooh when you see that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know. Yeah,
why.
I don't know.
Slight ooh.
What about same thing? Tight jeans,
cell phone down
back
the
pocket.
Dick. What? Oh,
that one. The old cell phone dick. Oh, I gotta love it.
That's where we're going.
But no,
I was with Samantha.
The old tight jean back pocket?
I like the tight jean back pocket.
Come on, we all like that.
Yeah.
Titty, though, is better.
Yeah, I don't
Titty's
like
better.
The back pocket because...
phones are big now, man.
That's true.
I'm a little weird when
it
comes
to
that. A lot of times, like, you know, I have sexual thoughts, but sometimes I have really retarded ones.
Okay.
Like, totally go over the sexual thoughts head. And so whenever I see that in the back pocket kind of thing, I'm like, yeah, oh my God, that's going to break. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's like more like neurosis.
I start to just like worry about it. Like, why would you do that? It's going to scratch the screen if you like sit on like something that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I get that way too with people. Like, I actually cringe when I see really nice phones without cases. Like, I do it. Ty, you roll naked with your phone.
I did. Whoa. I don't anymore.
You don't anymore. But. Yeah, I mean, Etchy does. He's always and shaky.
Etchy
of anyone,
yeah,
him.
It's a shitty phone.
Like
what?
Ty's got the six, so he's being all.
I
got
to be careful. I don't want to break it right.
Being
away.
All judgmental now of us non-six
right.
users.
He's elite.
Get up on my level.
All right. Let's see how it is.
I really don't care.
Donya in the chat room does say that she does it all the time. She says it's easier to hold without a pocket, and she's talking about the bra thing.
Yeah.
So, never. You've never done that?
No.
You don't stick things in your bra boob thing? Because I see people I work at a theme park, like I said before. I see it all the time with wallets and cash. Now, that is a little shittier.
Straight
like,
up cash.
Straight
I'm
up
not
cash
buying that. I'm digging it.
That's,
okay. That's going to have to be like, I have to take a bathroom break to dig it out of my tits.
Yeah, where did this thing go?
Yeah, I don't
Who knows?
Duct tape them to your nipples.
Like, that's too much
20s.
Work. That's too much work.
And then think about the cashier, though, like, who has to then
receive they're like, oh, great.
The sweaty,
this is all over
porous boob cash.
Unless
you know?
The dude, you know, then he'd be like, all right.
I mean,
the
he
chick,
might
she's going to be, oh. Trav's jumping
I feel like it would be way worse if she's pulling change out of her bra.
Oh, that's,
you're like,
yeah.
What?
Oh, that's a
I
ratchet
exact,
bitch.
I have
she pulled like quarters out of her bra.
On. Yeah.
And then that night, Travis,
this bitch
she left.
Paper
do you smell
Starbucks with bra quarters.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh yeah, I do have to. I wonder when it comes to like whether it be like well, not a full on wallet. Women's wallets are huge, but like a cell phone or money or whatever. Like if you're wearing a push up bra, it's more likely to stay in there, right?
I don't. I don't know. I don't have to wear push-up bras.
I did see a woman, Fair enough. You guys know where I live. You're obviously here. But in the
Where do you live?
In the daytime.
Give us your address.
It's a very suburban-ish neighborhood. You know,
lots
you'll,
of push-up bras.
Is there a lot of push-up bras in this neighborhood?
Actually, there are. There are a lot of push-up bras in this neighborhood. Okay. We get a
lots
fair amount of joggers.
On those push-up bras.
A fair amount of mothers walking their children. It's a suburb. And the other week, though, I'm sitting on my porch. I think it's actually pretty early. This is like day drinking territory type thing, you know? But I'm just sitting there. I'm not minding my own business. I'm not bothered.
I feel like
no
one's drunk right now.
Well, yeah. With this one, though, it's this. This woman, she's obviously probably had this child, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, like, old. She's, you know, trying to get back in shape. And she's got it in the push chair or whatever you...
The stroller, right,
you Americans
chair,
call
got
it.
You.
And she's running down the road, you know, kind of doing little happy little jig jog as she runs down.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not wearing a sports bra. She's kind of, I think, she's a relatively big. I mean, she's got mom tits, you know.
Yeah,
but
full of milk.
They are probably still full of milk.
4 or 5 months. Yeah,
I don't think she might have not been wearing a bra at all.
No, you know, dude.
Or it was a really like ill fitting bra. Because here's what I'm about to tell you.
Maybe it was a nursing bra.
She was running along, did a little jiggy jog.
I
going,
wish you had video because this is hilarious.
And she didn't.
The video.
And she didn't Clamps. See the stick. She didn't see the stick that was in the road.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
And so she kind of like the thing hole like stops, you know? It just comes it's when
the
you're
push
on the
chair.
Yeah, the push chair. When you're on the it's like when you're on a skateboard and you hit that one rock just right and you just right up.
Yeah.
Well, the baby didn't go anywhere. The baby's strapped in. We're all good there. Like maybe the baby got woken up. Fuck it. He's going to be fine. But this, you know, she kind of like jolts like as it, you know, stops her like belly hits the, you know, cross handle of where she's pushing the push chair.
Mm-hmm.
And
milk everywhere.
Oh, no one cries over spilled milk.
One titty. Just
popped
one
out.
Titty did that. Boom. And it was just out, and she like instinctively caught her titty and put it back in. Like in one motion, it was
Because honestly, right back in a situation where like if my dick somehow fell out, like I'd be like,
Skype's calling.
You know what I mean? Like it would not be that smooth.
Hey, we got a caller.
Girl's not better.
Hello, hello. You're on the Ono Radio Show. Who are we talking to tonight?
Who we got?
I actually called in, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
What's up, D?
Hey, it's Donia.
What's up, Donia?
Hello, hello.
Oh, this is one of our greatest fans. Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Always.
Always.
I missed the last two, so I figured it's about time to catch back up.
Yeah, now I'm really excited because apparently I might have a...
How excited are you?
Well, I'm very excited when Donia calls, but I'm also more excited that she asked for my mailing address, which could only mean it could mean two things. I'm either going to send you something nice.
Or anthrax.
Or I'm going to absolutely get murdered. But I'm hoping towards the first one, Donia. Do you want to give us any hints?
I mean, you might get something nice, but we all know that I'm an Arab, so there might be something suspicious.
Oh, damn! Jesus.
She just loaded that. That's awesome. D, I miss you. Well played.
I'm glad you called, though, because I do get to tell you that your shirt will be in the mail tomorrow. And if anybody else wants to buy a t-shirt, you can do that. You can go to onoradioshow.com. But right now, just use that donate button. It's on the right-hand side. Just donate $20 to me, and we'll figure out the rest from there. Make sure I can get some contact information. Get me the $20. As long as you get me the
$20, that's how it works.
I will get you the shirt. Yeah. I'll figure out the rest.
Anyway.
And you'll love the shirt. It's soft.
It's a good shirt.
And it fits well.
It's a good shirt. Yeah. It's a good shirt.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited to walk around Manhattan with it on.
You were, hell yeah. Donia lives in New York, by the way. And she was a little worried that she wasn't going to get her shirt. She was like, did you send them out yet? This was today. I'm like, no, I'm a piece of shit. They're going out tomorrow.
Get it together.
She's like, no, it's good, actually. Because I gave you my old address. You're in the process of moving right now, Donia?
Yes, I am literally packing right now.
Oh, shit.
I just did that.
So what's it like to move in New York, though? Because I imagine that would be a completely different scenario than it is down here in Florida.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying because I haven't had a car in about like 4 years, and it's Manhattan, and I'm going to be moving to a unit that's like a walk-up, and it's really scary.
So you don't have a car, so what do you get? Are you getting like a truck, or are you just like doing it box by box? How are you doing this?
I was looking up for trucks and whatnot, but my upcoming roommate, a friend of hers, happens to have an SUV. And was all like, if you pay for gas, I can help you. So that might be my benefit if everything works out okay.
Yeah, because I just imagine that would be a totally different
scenario, though, right?
I mean, that's how it normally is. But I just am lucky that that was even an option for me. And it literally, she called me today and said, oh, he'll do that and whatnot, whatever. I'm like, oh, thank
but
God.
But it'll still take
multiple
trips.
I was about
to go
on Craigslist and go find some, like, dude with a truck and be
don't
like,
do that.
Can
don't
I give you like 50 bucks?
Actually, I mean, I feel like I've heard about services like this, not the Craigslist ones, but in different cities, maybe not New York City, but
two
I've heard of
a truck.
Oh, New York definitely
I've
has
heard
them,
of like,
but
like Ubers almost for like,
for movers,
not Uber necessarily for movers, but for like
no,
rental vehicles in a sense. Like, I mean,
yeah, you can like
U-Haul.
Rent a zip van or like a U-Haul van or whatnot.
You could, I guess you, yeah, you probably could do that, but yeah.
I've heard of these services where you rent trucks.
Hey, fuck you. I was.
U-Haul? I don't know. No,
it's got to be an easier way. I just want to be able to.
I mean, my actual roommates, my current ones are getting like, had a dude come out here and like did the whole estimate of all their stuff and going to come here with movers and do the whole professional move thing because they're moving to Soho. So definitely just, it's just easier
right.
to get from like. Hell's Kitchen to Soho, and
that's got to cost an arm and a leg, though, right? The mover thing.
I make significantly less than my roommate, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, so why are you moving? Better place, better location. What's up?
Closer to art.
Just Lisa's up here. I can't quite get back to the West Coast yet, and I'm moving in with another artist. So
Sophia.
Fun. Yes, I'm moving in with Sophia.
You know.
These are great names.
So if you went to the Art Attack show, if you went to the Snap Attack show last summer, when you came in, it was like the really big piece right across from the couches, the girl in the gas mask, and the...
I'm sorry, but no one knows what the hell you're talking about.
You were there.
But I was there. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So that, she...
That's cool, though. That's cool.
She's my roommate.
You've got you're in a very artistic community. You're kind of living a little bit of the dream. I envy your lifestyle. And for those of you who don't actually know Danya, she's one of the most dedicated listeners who's also made us some fan art, which you can check out. It's our current header on our Facebook, and it's I think I reposted it on Instagram today. So
yeah, actually,
if you're on any of those things, you can see her awesomeness. She's got the fucking skull and the microphone and the oh no going on. It's fucking badass.
Yeah, actually, it's funny that
I want to make it into another shirt.
I ended up, you know, like, I mean, not much, but like going back and forth a little bit with her on the chat room like the week before I came on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, you know, like I'm sure you'll remember that, like, you know, I friended you on Facebook. And
did he walk around you for 30 minutes before he messaged you?
I drove up to New York.
No,
to do
he
that.
Just continually poked me? Until yeah. until
probably it, creeped on me a little bit. It's okay. You can find me on the internet. It's very easy.
He wasn't sure if it was you or not.
Yeah. Well, no. And here's the thing, too, is like I saw. You know, I saw a picture of you, and of course, because whenever it comes to podcasting, a lot of times, you know, it tends to boil down to Tom and Dan. So. You know, I saw you looked familiar to me. Like, I was like, I think I know that person. I get that a lot, though. And so, so then the next time I saw Owen, I was like, hey, Donya, I think, has she ever been to a Tom and Dan event? He's like, no, she lives in New York, man.
Yeah.
You're totally off.
I'm a little
you're
off.
Sadly
a
mistaken.
Little off.
But you also said you did kind of know a little bit about the Art Attacks thing, too, which we should promote Art Attacks more often.
Hey!
It's a brand that Ty's associated with.
I have a tattooed on myself.
And yeah. Danya as well. So
that actually blew my mind because, you know, when I came here, I didn't know that until actually the first time that I was here. Like when I was a guest, no mention. And then the second time.
Yeah, we forget about it because it's so close to home. Like
I've been following Art Attacks for.
You didn't know this.
You've been gaining lots of points tonight.
You didn't know that? No, seriously. When I saw your tattoo, and you're like, "Oh yeah, that's and then I realized like you were a part of that and everything. Like that was a huge he's important. Like I was no, I'm serious.
You're important.
It wasn't like starstruck. Too. It was a little bit below that though.
Right. It was like, oh no, that's something. No, that's, like,
dude, I follow
that's
Art.
That's righteous. Thank
like,
you.
Yeah, beforehand, I follow Art Attack. I think on. Google Plus, I think.
And if you have no idea what any of this Art Attack stuff is,
shut up, it's awesome.
No, go seriously, just go to artattacksonline.com.
Any social media you're involved with.
I follow them on Facebook and Twitter, all before I met them, too. Like, I love Art Attacks.
Donya, thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else before we let you go? Because we're about to get into some...
Peachy was Peachy was just like, you should call him about the brawl thing. And I'm like, by the time we get through, it's going to be too late. And now we're talking about moving in that.
Oh, no, but we can talk about... You do actually put handfuls of stuff in your bras. Like, you're what are you doing? What are you popping in there?
No, but I mean, Ty and Owen have seen me. They know that I have... plenty of space.
A larger breaster area.
Space.
Right.
I can fit my boobs. It's okay.
There you go. Boobs.
So you just stuff things in there.
But it's always funny when I see some women do it, and I'm just like, that is super impressive, especially when they're like smaller than me. I'm just like, hey, if they can hold it, that's great.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's just easier when you don't have like you have to go out and look nice and wear a dress, and I don't want to lug around this giant purse.
Just stick it in your boob.
Oh, no. Exactly.
You got your credit cards in there. You got a money slip, whatever those money clip. You pop it in there. I don't know what that is.
She doesn't agree.
I disagree.
Donya, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you for calling for the first time ever on the show. And always thank you for the support. We love you.
Love you,
Dee.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was nice.
Time she ever called?
Yeah, it's the first time she's ever actually called the show.
That is really cool.
She's a fan.
It's wrong to me, too, but yep.
You know.
First time.
You know what time it is, Ty?
Oh, my God.
What time? Products?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite.
Oh, damn.
It's the best part of the show, guys.
Products.
My favorite.
Some would say.
Cufflinks.
Innovation. Mine, too.
Technology. Cufflinks.
Yeah.
Words. Future.
Space.
Products.
That's right. It's time for products. The portion of the evening where we take a look at what science is bringing us. Right, Ty?
Yeah. I want to know all about science.
You know if you love science.
I do.
Ooh, we got quite a few this week. The one that we do need to bring up absolutely at the beginning because I feel like I've been sent it 8 million times by every fan of the show.
All right, well, you know, I thought
if it's sent by everybody, then why do it?
Then, that's the thing. Everybody's seen
you
it.
Knew yeah. about it.
You got to bring up something they don't
maybe
know.
Maybe I don't know about
you
it.
You know about it. You posted it too, I think. It's one not maybe not to my show, but another show. And it's been going around the internet. It is this... eat a bag of dicks.
Yes.
Service.
Oh no, that wasn't.
Guess it's not really a product, but at the end of the day, something I needed to bring up.
It is a product
in products because yes, what you can do with
this. Well, I wonder why they sent it to you.
Well, I wonder why
they didn't.
I wonder why.
Yet.
Well, I sent it to him.
They
right?
didn't send it to us.
It's yes, a roundabout
they
did. Message.
The idea.
What?
Not the actual bag
we have
of dicks.
Gummy dicks?
No.
We don't got them yet.
I got excited. I was ready.
Ty does want to get the gummy dicks delivered to us, though.
First time I've ever said that. I want to eat some dick, dude. Give me that sugar.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there'll be a link up on the on
we
the podcast when we
to
post
cut up
it.
Ty saying he wants to eat some dicks, and Etchy saying he can take ween in
and
small doses.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll make a new Prodigy song out of it.
I'm not gonna have the bag of dicks until they actually make like the sour bag of dicks. Yeah,
okay. You like sour dicks?
Sour. Yeah, yeah.
I like fish flavor.
Oh.
Now, what we if you don't know what we're talking about, it's like this stupid glitter bomb thing that you could do for a while. If you're pissed off at somebody, you can pay
that's
a website
lame.
To send them either a glitter thing or now, you can send them a bag of gummy
that's what
dicks.
You wanna do.
Well, wait, the other one, the glitter one, they throw glitter on you?
No, it's just a box that when you open it, it's like, oh, glitter goes everywhere. Fuck you, because that's a real pain in the ass to
I was
going to
say, it's a pain in the ass. It still works. I mean, you know, it does its...
Yeah, but that's an asshole move. That's the whole point.
Well, no, that's
true. Can I say that Ono Radio Show has advertised eating a bag of dicks for quite a long time?
That's why all of your fans sent all you of guys our fans.
Yeah. If and somebody wants to send us a $15 bag of gummies,
we will definitely eat them live on the show. We will definitely do a review on those dicks. By the way, this segment brought to you by the Bug Assault.
Yep,
that's bugassault.com.
Yeah,
that's the gun that will take care of all of your pest control needs.
Oh my god!
Shoot your bugs instead of slap them. That's the way we roll. Gun.
It shoots salt.
No, don't do that, Ty. You're gonna break it You just probably broke it.
No, it's still good.
But you got really excited, and I appreciate that for the Bug Assault. They'll send us another one. I'm sure. Don't do it. It's salt in the house. It's for outside or outdoor use only.
Yeah.
Don't leave it inside.
It's best product endorsement.
Shoot some margaritas.
Ever.
Oh, God.
All right. What do you guys think about this guy? This is, this might be a little too intense for me.
Butt plug?
Introducing the Knockout. It's a bottle top attachment that instantly turns any bottle into a beer bong, bong, or gravity bong. Just seal the Knockout onto any bottle, and you can chug smoothly without spilling a drop.
Or you can
it works
drink
by
your
letting
beer
air
like a
flow into
person.
The bottle through the stainless steel tube, so the beer flows out
smoothly.
Would I go to
trick it faster?
Hold on, multifunction.
You take the bottom piece off. You can chug even faster.
Waiting for it.
On the end of the stainless steel tube.
Oh, here we go.
One-hitter bowl.
One-hitter bowl.
Your herbs. Fill a bottle halfway, and you've got yourself a portable water bong.
Man, that is ultimate lazy.
Just knockout like makes most smokers want. Yep.
Pack your herbs and fit it on a bottle. While the water's pouring out, the smoke gets sucked in.
What?
Those are all pretty sweet. But if you want to revolutionize your party,
gross.
Do a knockout. It's the fucking demon spawn a beer bong and a gravity bong.
It's the demon
Just
spawn.
Rip
Kill
it,
yourself now.
Flip it and rip it.
No.
When you're done the beer, take the hit right away or take your time.
You're going to fucking
Buy a
die
knockout
if
knock
you do
yourself
that.
Out.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
Wow. So yeah, that would fuck me the
Why
fuck up.
Why would anybody want to do that?
Those of you don't know what we're talking about.
But that, it's,
we got to describe this thing a little bit. It's kind of a rubber attachment that's going on to the top of a beer bottle or any sort of bottle that you want that has like this straw that goes down.
That also has a one-hitter on the other side.
And also has a one-hitter so that you can literally do all these things that he was saying. Gravity bong, regular beer bong.
When I saw that the pink puffy part was... Well,
where's your Sharpie?
Was
what happened?
Get your Sharpie back.
I left
out.
It in in the kitchen.
God,
well, I know when I saw that the okay.
No. Ah! Oh, new Sharpie.
Okay. Just an excuse to throw something at him.
When I saw the pink puffy part was
wait a minute.
Well, on the pink
sorry. Whoa.
What you put your mouth on the thing?
Yeah. Pink puffy part.
That
you put your mouth
one,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's shaped like a T.
Sounds fun.
Right.
And. One arm of the T is just metal. The other one has padding on it that is pink.
Okay.
And it was rounded like that. I totally, in the beginning, was thinking that it was curved so that it could get to a man's prostate.
I said butt plug.
That's what you thought of first?
You thought sex. You thought sex toy the first thing that you saw.
Absolutely.
I did too. As soon as the first image came out, I was like, is that a butt plug?
Is that a... Oh. Do you think you could handle one of these, though? Because I don't think I could. I
mean, are you talking about sexually or?
Hell no.
No. Well, either or.
It's literally called knock yourself out.
Yeah,
no.
it's doing that.
I would do that.
No,
it wouldn't
would
be that bad.
But one after the other where you're chugging a straight beer and then taking it and then
night.
Taking a hit right afterwards.
It doesn't seem that bad. Well,
I don't think I could do it.
Well,
I think I'd
for
pass
me
out.
Personally, though, you know how I've never smoked weed in front of you guys, but how I've mentioned that I am with weed and why I don't smoke is because I get too incredibly stoned because of my pills and stuff. So me personally, the weed part, I couldn't do it. But if I reacted to weed normally, like I did in high school, that was awesome. I could totally do it easily.
Right. Well, no, I can't. I can't do that. I can't.
I can endorse this.
I'm out.
You know
rock.
What? I'm not even saying I can handle more than you guys. I think you guys are underestimating yourselves.
No,
I'm not.
I'm not.
But
out. I
Owen might be.
It's also kind of like. Like, and by the way, I don't smoke marijuana anymore. It's illegal in the state.
Yeah,
and
I mean, you don't want to
honestly, until it's legal, I'm not playing with those games. You know, I'm trying to be a respectable member of society here.
Right.
But
you know,
in my old days, you know, I would have done something like this.
Yeah.
Now it's the case of, I think it is kind of a frat boyish, stupid thing. It's kind of like, do I need to get that fucked up all at once?
Well, but
can I?
Yeah.
Don't you though? Like, I mean, that's the bigger conversation it brings up for me is like,
I'm not disagreeing
over time,
with you.
Even getting like super drunk all at once. Like, like I don't want to do that every night. Like, I don't want to do.
I don't.
I like the escalation.
But I like to be able to do it on that one night.
I still like to be like able to throw them down. Like, I mean, I drink.
I feel like you got wild the other night. You don't remember half the shit, and then you couldn't feel your legs.
It did happen. I don't know about my legs. But
maybe you did this knockout thing.
You
probably
you might have.
What happened, Michi? What's up? You're in the chat room.
Oh God!
Did I do
Michi?
That shit?
Did he do the knockout?
Did I do the knockout? Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, on to the next product.
Next product.
Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got something I know Ty wants even more than the knockout.
Uh-oh.
Guys, I hate... Well, all right, here we go.
Hi, my name is Miguel Valenzuela, and today my family and I are kickstarting breakfast with Pancake Bot.
Yeah! Already hate it.
It's never been easier to draw your favorite shapes as a pancake than with Pancake Bot. First, you import the image into the software. Uh-huh. Then you trace over the outline.
That's a lot of work.
You go back and fill it in.
Yeah.
Once you hit print,
batter in a pan,
PancakeBot draws your pancake.
So basically, first you gotta have a scanner printer so that you take your scan, take your kid's
picture. It's basically a 3D printer that you take the plastic out and put in.
It's a 3D pancake printer.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out.
This is dumb.
It draws the first lines you drew first, so
what
those become dark.
It's a rocket ship.
Then it comes back and does the fill. PancakeBot uses a special vacuum and pressure system that we've developed in order to control the batter flow.
3, 2, 1, 0, liftoff!
Oh my god.
Is that eggs coming out of the butt?
The coolest thing about PancakeBot is the fun of using technology to print your own food in the form of your favorite character or shape.
Oh my god. Who cares?
Look how involved it is. This guy's doing fucking vector works over here. He's like an architect building mapping out a building just so he can cook his kids goddamn breakfast.
Technology that inspires you to create, inspires you to make, and inspires you to play with your food.
Whoa.
Are we supposed to teach our children not to play with their food?
Yeah. Whether you manage a hotel chain,
seriously,
an amusement park, or a small cafe.
Wait a minute, did they just do a Circle K fucking pancake? Because that's terrible.
They are doing a Circle K pancake right now.
What the fuck?
But with a Dunkin' Donuts font. Yeah.
Now I can relate.
Oh Kickstarter, right.
What?
It's the Kickstarter font.
Give me a list.
Oh, it's up there. It's up on the usual spot.
You can't go from Eiffel Tower pancake to Circle K pancake. You can't do that.
No.
So no, we're not on Pancake Bot.
No.
We're not enjoying the Pancake Bot. We're certainly not enjoying this guy.
Mean,
that guy needs a haircut.
I don't know about that guy, but
your guy looks like the guy that played the .44 caliber killer in
you blew it.
Son of Sam.
All right.
He was also in You've Got Mail. He was the guy that worked the elevator.
I'm pretty obsessed with these Kickstarters right now.
You're a woman. What are you talking about?
Hey, guys, we love dogs, right?
It was a wonderful movie.
Right.
We love dogs.
Yeah, we do. And we love technology.
We love technology.
All right. Robot dog.
How about we combine them right now?
Robot dog, right? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Hang on.
We got robot pancake already.
This is Disco Dog, guys.
Shit.
Disco
now
Dog.
Now I'm down for Disco Dog.
Yeah.
This
it's a
is an
dog.
LED panel that will go on your dog so he can be fucking flashy as shit at night.
I'm down with that one. I'm down with that one.
Crisp as fuck, right?
I'm down with that one.
This is a warm and lightweight product. It's smartphone controlled.
Of course.
You control your Disco Dog's lights. Bluetooth enabled sparkle action.
I'm down with this one.
Stripe action.
If I were a mugger and I saw that, I'd be like, dude, so much expendable weight.
You could put words like, on this thing. Think about this. You could be walking your dog. You could have a business, and you could roll.
Yeah, you could put Ono Radio show on that show bitch. Roll.
I need a dog now.
What I don't. Your cat?
I just put it on the cat. She'll be fine with it.
I've got two.
That dog seems fine with it. He's enjoying the disco.
And for longer ads like this one, you can use a dachshund.
Yeah.
When your dog goes too far away, lost mode, lost dog
what?
Mode is inactive,
I
is
like
activated.
This.
So
like
it's
this.
Saying it will then flash on the dog's little coat thing, his disco dog coat.
Help, I'm
hey,
lost.
I'm lost.
Oh, shit.
Here's my fucking number. Call my dishbag parent.
It's the best product you've had.
Don't bring me back home. He's making me wear this shit.
Fucking disco dog, yo.
Lost, cool. And I love it.
Here's the only problem I have with the disco dog. Uh-huh. Is that anytime I put anything on my dog, be it a sweater, maybe booties.
What type of dog, first off?
Oh, he's a Chihuahua dog.
Oh, right, right. He's a little guy, little guy.
But he turns into a dog-shaped statue, so he's not going anywhere. That's the only thing. That's the only problem.
He's never getting lost.
It's not much disco with him either, then.
No.
He's not out for a night on the town. Like this dog. This dog's out for a night on the town. I think we need to get a disco dog.
I love it when you put booties on a dog.
Little Sharpie. Little tiny boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so good with that Sharpie. We're just going to have to glue it to your face.
I know. I'm sorry.
You don't bop at all. It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Trying to do it.
It
wasn't that bad, though. And I extremely did it.
All
right. One more product for the evening. One more product. All right.
I don't think you can beat Disco Dog.
You can't beat
I don't
Disco
know if you
Dog.
Can, man.
You can't really.
What you got?
Mostly because we don't have the iPad Pocket Pussy.
What?
If
I do.
Yeah. If we
that was last week.
Yeah.
So,
if we
know.
Revisited that, it'd still be King.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that's still
I go
winning?
Disco Dog because I don't have a dick. So.
Yeah. There is a female attachment though.
I was going to say, it's just like an adapter for like anything you plug in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Only it'd be curved.
All right. I'm going to go serious with this one, actually, because I want to know. I just want to know if you people would actually use this thing, because I'm kind of like I'm on the fence with it. I think this is sort of a good idea, but I'm also a little skeptical. Yeah.
What if it was simple to use a regular pen and paper notebook?
It's called the Rocket Book.
In the cloud. Perfectly organized the way you want. And what if after you saved your notes in the cloud and filled your paper notebook, you could just erase it with the push of a button and enjoy a fresh new notebook?
Button.
That's not magic. That's Rocketbook. With the Rocketbook notebook
sounds pretty
and the
futuristic
Rocketbook app,
to me.
You blast your notes into the cloud as fast as you can flip through them. In a fraction of a second, Rocketbook scans and processes
real?
Each page, even two at a time.
Oh yeah, it's
Rocketbook
real.
I could just
where
take photos
of
my fucking notebook
and sends everything
and put it
in my cloud services
no,
you use.
You could blast
no.
them into the
into
cloud.
Your cloud, which has got it all
clouds,
organized
bro.
By your thoughts that are in this
That's where
book.
It's get
a good
exposed.
Blast.
See, up until very recently, I actually thought that it was saying that it was a notebook that would just erase itself.
And that's part of it?
Well, you know what it reminded me of, though? Remember when you were a kid, they had that
Edge-a-Sketch?
No, but those were awesome.
Okay.
They were pretty
cool. But they were the one, like, they had that film over it, and you could take
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you write it, and then you just rip up the film,
yeah.
and it would just, yeah!
Those things were fun.
Yeah, and not digital.
And
not
magic either.
And that's kind of, I think, the general thought idea behind this. It's supposed to be a notebook that, yes, you can have all your ideas in on different pages. And then, you know, you can upload them to the cloud or like, you know, Samantha said, take a fucking picture
that's
of them.
That's what it
looks
like
they're doing. No, but it does. You're absolutely right. It looks like they're doing that. I'm not sure if that is actually the case or if it is then like analyzing it as a document and putting it as a document somewhere.
That would be better.
That's exactly what I think they're going for. I don't know if that technology is possible, but it's coming. Like that sort of stuff is.
So is it just.
Is intriguing. I just want to know, like, I don't know that many people are in need of a notebook anymore.
No.
Of a need of jotting something down.
I use notebooks.
Do you?
Well, I did until
Well, you're a chick. You use diaries. You've got all, you know.
Damn diary.
You got
diaries.
I
stuff wallets in my fucking bra.
You got that shoebox in your closet with all those notes. That...
I'm now just picturing her like shoving a huge like legal pad down her shirt.
I'd much rather do that just for comedy.
The interesting thing about this, symbols, though, is the, set up the Rocketbook app, like you said, the erasability of this.
Yeah.
Within Dropbox, Google Docs, or Evernote, or simply to your email.
I like Evernote.
What's that elephant?
Let's see Evernote. How Jake has his setup.
I'll show you.
He marks the airplane symbol, and Rocketbook sends the notes to his client meeting.
It's like notes, but
sexy.
Online.
When he's brainstorming, he marks the crown symbol, which he decided are for the notes that belong in his ideas folder.
Oh my god, this is too much.
When your notebook is filled
little
up,
scritchy
there's
scratch.
No need to go buy
You're
another
fucking
book,
nerd if you
or
do this.
Let used notebooks clutter
It's pretty
your
nerdy.
Rocketbook
way too many elements.
Yeah,
here's how you can use the same Rocketbook over and over by erasing it after each use with the mere push of
the button. This is the interesting part to me.
How often do you actually fill a notebook before like losing it or starting a new one, or you know what I'm saying? Like
a pen and a notebook is all you need. Why do you need this?
You don't. But check it out. You can erase this
your
one.
Notes using friction
yeah, you
pilot
do it with
pens.
The things that you gotta have these. You fucking pull the shit out.
You gotta have these pens.
Throw away your pen.
God.
Get a pencil.
Turns clear under heat. And the Rocketbook is specially designed to be microwave safe.
That Why the fuck are you putting your notebook in a microwave? Can we talk about that right now?
Yes. This is a notebook that is designed with certain pens that when it heats up to a certain amount of degrees, it will cook off, I guess, the ink on the paper, and you're left with a beautiful, clean notebook.
That's awesome.
And it's specially designed to be microwave safe. So yes, you could throw it in your microwave. Listen exactly what they say.
It's also a large enough platform to fit a handle.
Listen exactly what they say.
After each use, with the mere push of a button, take your notes using Friction Pilot pens, available in many office supply stores and Amazon.com. Friction Pilot ink turns clear under heat, and the Rocketbook is specially designed to be microwave safe. That means you can reset Rocketbook in your microwave faster than it takes to warm up a cup of coffee. And who doesn't like to start the day with a fresh new notebook?
What the fuck?
The More utility coffee. Of the cloud and the joy.
Is no one else like...
So I took my microwave.
It makes me a little angry.
Got started with my day. Got to get planning.
It makes me sad because I hate it when what they did there, like they had some cool ideas that amount to nothing. But, you know, like science-wise, though, you know what I mean? Like using the microwave to erase the pen. It's almost like you learned a lesson in science just watching the video. But nobody needs that.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about
it. Unless you're running goddamn manifesto and then you want to fucking delete this.
It's like, oh, shit, I was really drunk last night when I was talking about killing all those Jews. Yeah. I should probably throw that in the microwave.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like the combination with the microwave and the intense technology is just cancer-ridden, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's something about it.
There's something not quite right.
My notes are starting to glow.
I think the whole point of like technology is it's supposed to like good inventions solve a problem that you have, right? Like
The
necessity is the mother of all invention. That whole chestnut.
Yeah. But aren't there
this one is that case where, and I think you're seeing this a lot lately. And I wanted to bring this up just as part of products because you're seeing so many of these Kickstarters and these like Indiegogo campaigns for shit that no one fucking needs.
Yeah,
and it's like inventing a problem that was never there in the first place.
Yeah.
It's there's tons of these like this is going to make your life 10 times more convenient.
Right. Because I can't buy a notebook for 75 cents at Walmart. I have to microwave my shit.
Now
what
I gotta
hell?
Microwave it. Yeah. Or there's something that's so like simple and analog, but this one does it better. But you gotta make sure it's charged. You know what I mean? Like there's always an element to... It's like an e-cigarette versus a regular cigarette.
Yeah, edgy.
You know?
What's your formula 36?
My battery ain't ever gonna die. I'll find a flame. I'll make one.
I won't do it.
Analog all the way.
I quit hard.
Formula 36 changes, like, you know, like I gotta tweak it.
Goddamn.
Changes need to be made.
We know you're tweaking.
I'm still, you know.
We get it.
I'm in the beta process.
I don't know what that means.
And I'm only testing it with myself.
So I guess that ends products, you know. And while we're on a high note.
I do like the excitement, though, that
even though people are making stupid products with new technology,
Disco Dog was good.
It kind of shows that you're excited about new technology, and you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, not excited about any of that.
There's always going to be... Well,
you literally compared it to an 80s fucking toy where pulled up...
No,
that's ridiculous.
I meant that they're excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, you know, people are so excited about technology that you know, they're trying to launch so many different things.
You just talked over cufflinks. How dare you?
Oh, God,
I know. It's the best part.
Cufflinks! That was too piratey.
Ty's checked out. He's over there chatting away.
Oh, he's got all his bitches up in the chat. He's throwing down over there.
I don't have
there.
All my bitches.
Oh, there's, just one or two?
Just a couple of them.
Just a couple all of right. them in there.
All my bitches.
D and Michi.
I got into a debate the other day at work about peppermints with some guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like a debate between like peppermint and spearmint?
Well, he was swearing that the ratio of mints to restaurant is the same as it ever has been. And I disagree with him. I strongly have noticed, and I strongly contend, that there have been a lack of mints on my way out of restaurants in comparison to the 90s.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was growing up, there was a mint heavy business, man.
Gotta have mints.
You didn't leave a restaurant, Olive Garden, an Outback Steakhouse, a Red Lobster. You got a fucking mint and a toothpick, motherfucker.
I can't fight this fight.
Piccadilly's went out of business. I think that's how it began.
I don't even know what that is.
And he was just adamant that, nah, man, some restaurants do, some restaurants don't. I think it's always been the same. I'm like, no, you're wrong. There's a lack of mints in today's economy, and I want to change that.
Not only that, no. A lack of mints, and I'll expand on this. Also,
don't call them lack of mints. That's racist.
a lack of cashiers that have that tiny little chute where the change rolls down and rolls into a cup.
That's technology, bro.
Those I remember those. A couple of gas stations had those.
Wawa.
Yeah. Those. Do they have those at the new Wawas? They have those changed. I'm always drunk when I go to the Wawa.
All the Wawas are new. They're new to Florida.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Wawa that much.
I love the Wawa.
You should get down.
You gotta get down with the Wawa.
It's right next to you.
I heard they closed Hess. Like, Hess is gone.
You don't want that.
Like, where are we gonna get our Christmas vehicles?
Seriously, though, this was a weird one.
The semis. Hess or not?
No. Like, this is Hess's everywhere right now. It's now Speedway.
Yes. Yeah.
This was like an overnight coup. Like, some, like, guy, the Speedway guy decided he was taking over Hess in the middle of the fucking night.
Yeah.
And every gas station in town was changed from a Hess to a
God,
Speedway overnight.
I went to work in
Incredible.
The morning. It was a Hess, and I came home because there's a Hess right by my job. I come home. I was looking at the chair. I was like, dude, that Hess that was by my job. I drove past it today, and it's now a fucking Speedway. I don't know what
it's
the hell
not right.
happened. I don't know what happened.
No, but it's across the board. Like, I don't even think Hess is a thing anymore.
It's very Third Reich, if you ask me.
Dude, it's intense.
I don't know what that means.
Next, they're going to be after. They're going to be after.
Yeah, that was
mine.
It was a little Hillary. Next, they'll be after our 7-Elevens.
I think we should move to
and our
Clips
racetracks.
At this point. I think Speedway we should move away from the Nazi talk and go to Clips.
I don't think 7-Eleven will never die.
There's not really any Clips. We did the products. There was no good Clips. This week. You know, taking it. I mean, I know you want the audience wants Clips, but
they really want
unfortunately,
totally called them
not this week. In fact, you know, it's about.
This is why we need to talk for the show. I'm calling out Ty about his girl and his date, and I'm calling out you about Clips. I don't know.
Let's bring it all up again.
One more time. Let's talk about it.
It's gonna be more awkward now for me.
You're gonna have a great time after the show, I think.
Yeah.
All these messages in the chat and stuff, man.
You don't know.
Oh, I know. I see what's going on. I think we also told the audience that you really liked her too, though. So
no, we didn't do that, did we?
I think we did.
Okay.
That was in your.
Pretty sure we did.
It was in your lovey-dovey text the next day.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
She doesn't
up?
Know. She didn't listen to that part. So.
But now she's listening now, right?
She is. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, me.
Hey, girl. Meet me at the church. I got my cummerbund.
Wait a second.
If you meet that guy with the cummerbund from Tampa, I'll be really surprised. But you can do it.
We gotta wrap things
he's
up.
Grabbing.
He's grabby grab. By the way,
my wife is so rough. He just.
Oh my god.
By the way, after you left...
They're about to go in the closet.
After you, Ty, left the night that we all first met, Ty, Samantha, me, you know, all that. It was the one thing that Samantha said about you.
Little
gribby grabby, you know, on the shoulder. You do your shoulder grab where you just hurt grab people. Like you do this massaging
thing.
Well,
that I brought it up on
he does
the
it
show
to me.
That got lost was that I was like, I'm not sure if I'm getting a shoulder massage.
Yeah.
Or he's about to choke me out.
It's,
right
it's
now
a Vulcan pinch.
It's a bit of a Vulcan
pinch.
That's
how I like it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
but
just,
at the same
one,
time, it's not
you,
it's not at all
two,
sexual.
Real fucking hard, bro.
Yeah,
he does not.
He does not fuck around with
me
it.
Out or
it hurts.
What? It kind of hurt a little bit.
I think most people appreciate.
We're little sensitive people.
The man hands of Ty.
I absolutely do.
See, I got a guy right over here.
First time I meet you.
I know it was the first time, and you know your man friend's cool.
My
I
man
like
friend,
your man friend,
kind of married to me.
It's pretty respectful.
I'm super married too. I'm just gonna say that. Whatever.
I'll just go ahead and say that it's a pleasure
I
to have
we're
Travis
all married, aren't
in
we?
The studio.
Yeah. Are we all married? We're all married.
Yeah.
He gets all hippie on us.
Mine doesn't count.
Yeah, yours doesn't count for one two shits anymore, man.
She can shut up.
What are we talking about?
I don't even know anymore. I was just bringing up the fact that he's a weird grabber. I was going to bring up also
a sexual grabber.
That I was at that same bar just a couple of nights ago.
I was there earlier.
And I was in one of those weird situations as a dude where, like, yeah, you got the other dude there, but then, I don't know, like, there was an outnumbering of chicks that were all friends, and, like, they're talking. And it was just, like, the dude-the-chick ratio wasn't right, but the chicks were clearly, like, the more dominant scenario that was going on.
What's the problem?
Where is this?
What?
Wait a minute.
This is at a bar.
No, I know, relax.
No. It is an anomaly. I need to know just because that's weird.
Just in this particular table, in this particular conversation, it was one of those weird things. And but I could tell none of them really wanted to be there. And it was. And so I bring up the fact, like, I'm on my own. Teresa's at home. And I bring up the fact to these chicks. I say, literally, I think, you know.
You're touching me a lot.
It was St. Patrick's Day. It was St. Patrick's Day. And they were out. They were out
a couple days ago.
To be out on St. Patrick's Day, you know. Right. To say they went out and did something.
Mm-hmm. And I got my corned beef
for?
And English
the same
cabbage.
Fucking thing, okay. I guess, you know. I went for two goddamn beers and I walked there because I don't like dry. But
it's
I hate.
All right. You don't have to get offended.
No. It's not an offended. It's
you threw
it's,
your hands up. I don't know.
It's just the fact that I hate St. Patrick's Day. I don't like going out on it.
But
I
you
don't.
Did.
I don't. But I did. Okay. You know. And it was kind of at the mercy of a couple of friends. I actually went and. But I said, you know, when I was asked, "Where's Teresa? Where's what?" Like, oh, she's at home in bed, in her pajamas, watching Netflix. Maybe,
damn, bro, you
didn't know?
Give all that information out, bro.
But I laid it down like
she
that.
She's just chilling in the house.
All the women, though, collectively were like, oh, I want to do that right now.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
In bed, watching in my pajamas, watching Netflix. Mm. Twiddle twaddling myself.
Twiddle
twaddling. I don't think anybody's
ever said twiddle. Some Downton out. Some Downton Abbey twiddle twaddles.
Can I just say, yeah, that's a new verb. That's a good verb.
Twiddle twaddle.
Hashtag twiddle twaddle.
Hashtag twiddle twaddle.
Yeah, it's on.
Ladies.
But no, I'm wrong. Ladies don't want to just go home and get in bed and watch Netflix because I think that's all the women want in life. You know, the ones I meet.
I think French Kiss is on Netflix right now.
They just
now.
All want to just kind of be in a bed with Netflix and comfy cozy and, you know. No, doesn't appeal to you.
Aren't you married to a woman?
Yeah, well, no, that's what I'm saying.
What does she do? That's
her and all the yeah, that's what she does. But then I bring it up at a bar and all the women are collectively like, oh, that sounds like the best thing in the fucking world right now. I don't even want to be out here.
I cannot relate.
You cannot relate?
No.
Well, and that's why you're different, Samantha.
I like Samantha.
That's why she's different, you know?
Not in like a weird sexual grabby way.
Just a conventional sexual grabby way.
Right. Not a weird one.
Not a twiddle twaddle way.
Right. I hashtag that to the chat room, not
to
you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a very, very long hashtag.
It is a long hashtag.
In all honesty, well said.
I said I was going to play the faint, didn't I?
Yes!
You wanted to hear the faint?
Oh, all right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought we were going to play the heights.
Those bastards.
Let the poison spill from your throat.
Hey,
I'll choose the goddamn song. Jesus, I got to pull up Spotify and everything because I don't even have it on my...
Or you could play Silence.
Samantha,
that
thanks for coming.
Song by them, actually.
And, yeah, seriously.
And bring in your man friend.
Absolutely.
Was it as terrible as you would have imagined?
It's terrible. You know it.
I don't know. You guys tell me. You guys set me up for failure. No, we all had and you're a great like, time. Oh, we're putting it late because Sam's coming to this show.
Fucking doing this. This shit's going to be
epic. It's
going to
be worth your while. It's
30 minutes beforehand, we all tweeted, like, know. The diva's almost here.
Oh, my God. Well, by the way, I'm taking over your spot in your own Did show. So you want to bring that
Watch
up.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. God, I don't
I'm
know.
Right,
I don't even know how to work computers
I'm
right
kidding,
now.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you, though.
I love you. You have that really old
Next
Mac keyboard. It's awesome.
Next co-host Samantha. Yeah.
No, they want me to be the host. They want to
oh,
just...
Oh, yeah. They're going to get rid... No, they're going to get rid of Etchy altogether. Yeah.
Which means I'm going to stay here. Just saying.
Oh, there you go. And you're stuck with him.
All right. Can we trade? Can we do when's podcast draft? When's the draft? Can we...
This is a sport, right? Can we trade
Where's the free agents? I need to kind of be looking into those.
No rookies.
You know, new season coming up. You never know what can happen.
Yep. Yep.
I like the idea of podcast seasons and stuff.
Yeah. Any members of dead podcasts are on the injured list?
Exactly. Guys,
hey.
This is the faint. This has been the Ono Radio Show.
You can,
of course, check out Samantha over at TomandDan.com, that little thing.
T&D.
That thing.
Probably find her on Facebook,
tomorrow.
Too. Yep. Yep, tomorrow.
Live.
Friday free show. What, 2 o'clock? TomandDan.com. You guys know what you're doing. We don't really need to promote him. Etchy, you do a thing. Yeah.
He's singing. He don't know.
You can find me at Etchy on...
Etchy, pop the mic.
On Twitter.
Oh, God. You know what? You lost all plugs. Plugs.
RampantRadio.com, Ants and Pants, Monday nights, 8:30. Woo! I didn't think he
would. Sir, no, I didn't think he would either.
He's Ty, dancing.
It's been a pleasure.
It's getting weird.
Buddy, I'm glad.
As always, you know what we need to do.
We need to eat a bag of dicks, especially some sugary candy dicks that you can all send us.
He's diabetic.
That's right.
He's diabetic.
Until next Thursday, motherfuckers, we love you.
Holla.